Well, we have some adults who go out as children too. But that's okay. If you see me looking at my wrist, there's really nothing wrong with my wrist. It's just that my wristwatch went south. Gwen kind of fixed it up, and I forgot to bring it to the pulpit. But I think I can see the one back there. And we're already behind time. So we're going to look at a very interesting passage of Scripture. Have any of you at any time ever done anything that you regretted doing? Most people have. Have you ever said anything that you wish you could take back? Yeah. We really need to watch what we say, because it can be detrimental. Real people have real problems. And by the grace of God, we are real people. When we meet the Lord Jesus Christ, He is more than willing to take care of our idiosyncrasies and our weaknesses. The person of the Lord Jesus Christ actually gives new life. So I want to look at a passage of Scripture from Mark, the first chapter, verses 40 through 45. A man with leprosy came to him and begged him, on his knees. I want you to get a hold of that. How did he beg Jesus? He begged him on his knees. If you are willing, you can make me clean. Filled with compassion, Jesus reached out his hand and touched the man. I am willing, be clean. Immediately, the leprosy left him, and he was cured. Mark, the first chapter, verse 1. Leprosy was a terrible, terrible disease. It was probably one of the most hectic, feared diseases that existed in the time of the Lord Jesus Christ. The man who came to the Lord Jesus Christ was a leper, a full-blown leper. Of all the diseases and afflictions that devastated the ancient world, none was more fearsome than leprosy. Leprosy usually started with a person feeling very tired and fatigued. You don't have leprosy left yet. You may feel tired and fatigued occasionally. That doesn't mean you have leprosy. Next, the joints would hurt. Any of you have joints that hurt? You don't have leprosy yet. You're getting close, but you don't have it yet. Then one day, a few little white spots would appear on the face. And after a while, those white spots would turn to brown spots. And after a while, they would really manifest themselves, as you see in this woman. Became nodules. And those nodules would be filled with pus. And the pus would break and run down the face and over the body. Consequently, lepers had a terrible stench. And when they had leprosy, they were kicked out of the community where they lived. And they had to go and be in leprosy communities. They were basically walking dead men and women. These nodules, as they broke, would affect the body all over. It affected the mouth, the vocal cords, the breathing, and everything else. Terrible disease. Where do you go to get healing for leprosy? There was no such place. Also, leprosy affected a leper's hands. The nerves in the leper died. Consequently, if there was a fire and the leper put his hands in the fire, he would feel no pain. His hands would just burn. A terrible thing to be a leper. Banished from the village. It was unlawful for a leper to approach within 50 feet of anybody else. If they saw somebody else, they had to cry out, "Unclean, unclean, unclean." Think of going through life. Every time you saw a clean person, you had to make sure that they understood that you were unclean. That had to be done within 50 feet of a clean person. The people who had lepers as family members took them food and clothing for a while. But after a while, they quit that, and they considered the leper a dead person. Yes, they were still alive, but the family considered that they were totally dead. Do we have anything today that tells us something about leprosy? Well, we really do. It's called sin. Sin does the same thing to us. It destroys us in every way. It destroys our looks. It destroys our hands. It destroys everything about us. If you really want to see the effects of leprosy, you look at people who are living constantly and continually in sin. We have a condition which is just as serious and as ugly as leprosy. We just don't see it quite as it really is. But it's called sin. In the Bible, leprosy is the best picture of sin that there is in Scripture. Of all the diseases mentioned in the Bible, none pictures it any more clearly and specifically than the disease of leprosy. Sin starts in and works out from the heart. This is what God said about the human heart. The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? That's found in Jeremiah, the 17th chapter and the 9th verse. Leprosy started small. You take your first drink, determined not to become an alcoholic, and pretty soon you're an alcoholic. Sin always grows. It doesn't stay at a certain point. It always grows. It always takes us deeper into the sinful life. It has that power. It can happen with lust, with jealousy, with anger, with lying, cheating, stealing, terrible temper, saying things that we shouldn't say, doing things that we shouldn't do. That's all related to sin. Jesus is the help that we need. Now, here's the interesting thing. When the leper came to the Lord Jesus Christ, Jesus Christ reached out and touched the leper. That was against the law. You couldn't be 50 feet. You had to be 50 feet from a leper. But Jesus, being the Son of God, was able to reach out and touch this leper, and the leper all of a sudden became totally clean. I think that's the way it is with us. The Lord Jesus Christ, in his great grace and mercy, can reach out and touch us and cleanse us from every sin and every shortcoming. It begins with just a little change in the heart and the mind and the will. But if we don't allow the Lord Jesus Christ to heal us, it will not stop. It just continues to grow. We think that sin, just a little bit of sin, is a-okay. No, not according to what the Scripture says. One's desires, our sins, continue to grow. Everything touches us in a way that causes us to move in the direction of sin. Sin also isolates. Seattle now has a sign on the internet: we do not welcome Christians. I think we're going to see more of that. I think we're going to see communities where they say, we don't want you Christians. You disturb us. You isolate us. You tell us not to do what we're doing. But they will do it. And in order to accomplish that, they don't want Christians coming around preaching the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. I think we're going to see more and more of that in the world. The only way out of leprosy is the Lord Jesus Christ. The only way out of sin is the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. All have sinned according to the Scripture and fallen short of the glory of God, Romans 3:23. We're all under the curse of sin. And the only solution is the Lord Jesus Christ. I don't know where else you'd go. You could go to a psychiatrist. You could go to a psychologist. They can't take care of your sin. I have degrees in psychology. I can't take care of anybody's sin. I can point out the person of the Lord Jesus Christ, but I can't take care of anybody's sin. There's an old fable, and it's so true, of a scorpion who wanted to cross a huge river. He saw a frog, and he asked the frog, "Would you take me across the river?" And the frog said, "No, I will not do that, because you will sting me." "Oh, no, I won't. I will be so grateful that you have taken me across the river. I will not sting you." So the frog said, "Okay." And across the river they went. And just before they reached the other side, the scorpion stung the frog. And the frog would die. The frog said to the scorpion, "You said you wouldn't do this to me." And the scorpion said, "Frog, you know that it's my nature to sting. And no matter what I say, no matter what I do, in the end, I will sting you." And that's what he did to the frog. What a picture of sin. Sin has no problem whatsoever making false claims. We hear it all the time. If you do this, you'll be the happiest person on the face of the earth. If you get involved with lust, if you get involved with whatever sin offers, maybe sin says, here's a way to get rich. It's unlawful, but it's what sin offers. And we tend to listen to that. There's one. Well, that's not quite the one I want. Jesus is the only answer. I really believe that. Filled with compassion, Jesus reached out his hand and touched the man. "I'm willing," he said. The man said to him, "Are you willing to help me?" And Jesus said, "Yes, I am willing. Be clean." Immediately the leprosy left him and he was cured. This is something that we need to know and understand, that Jesus is there to deliver each and every one of us from the disease of sin. And even after he delivers us, we still have a problem. But we have an adversary that we can go to and confess. The scripture says, confess your sin, and he will forgive you of your sin and cleanse you from all unrighteousness. Somehow, this man, how he got to Jesus was not an easy task. Remember, his joints were definitely hurting him. He felt tired. He had these blisters all over his face. His hands had been already emaciated because he couldn't feel anything. All his nerves were dead. So he was alive, but he was dead. And that's the way sin is. We can be alive, but in all reality, we are dead. This leprosy had a wonderful desire to be free from his leprosy. He had faith that Jesus had the ability to heal him, and Jesus did. Jesus can heal anything. We just have to reach out and touch him and ask him for his healing. Jesus had compassion. Three wonderful words. Jesus had compassion. Remember those three words. Remember them when you mess up. I need to remember them when I mess up. Jesus has compassion. Filled with compassion, Jesus reached out his hand and touched the man. Be clean. And that's what Jesus says to us. Be clean, be clean, be clean. You can almost hear the crowd gasp when Jesus reached out and touched this leper. As I said a while back, it was against the law. You could not touch a leper. But Jesus was the Son of God, and he could touch a leper. And he touched the leper, and the leper became whole and complete. What do you suppose the leper did? The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. That's a wonderful passage of scripture to keep in mind, because there's nothing in us that will heal us from our sin. The only healing that we have is the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. We need to see our true condition and know that Jesus is the only answer. You must have faith that Jesus honestly has dealt with your sin. That's why he went to the cross. That's why he shed his blood, to deal with our shortcoming. Jesus is still the same today, yesterday, and tomorrow. He loves all of us in our sinful condition. He doesn't hate sinners. He loves them. And he desires to touch each and every one of us. He wants to touch all of those we know who need the Lord Jesus Christ. The leper was literally given a brand new life. Think of that. Think of what it was to be a leper, and then all of a sudden to have that leprosy gone, and he had a brand new life. Think about that. What a wonderful, wonderful thing. Jesus gives a challenge, for sure. Jesus sent him away with a strong warning. See that you don't tell this to anyone. Well, now that's an interesting thing. See that you don't tell this to anyone, but go show yourself to the priest and offer the sacrifice that Moses commanded for your cleansing, for your cleaning, as a testimony to them. Instead, he went out and began to talk freely, spreading the news. Well, kind of think about yourself. If you had this terrible disease of leprosy and you were healed totally and completely, and you weren't, Jesus said, go to Moses, take care of the situation that Moses described for you to be clean. No, he couldn't do that. He went on teaching, telling everybody he could find what Jesus Christ had done for him. Wow. It's like he couldn't help himself. He just had to talk about it and tell people, I was once a leper, but look at me now. I've been cleansed. How? By the Lord Jesus Christ. My goodness. I have seen in my years in ministry people who lived in deep sin. They came to the Lord Jesus Christ and were relieved of their sin. I remember one man in Casper, Wyoming. He was into everything, but he came to the Lord Jesus Christ, and he was in church all the time. He was wherever I was all the time, and I said to him, you've got to learn to be on your own two feet. You can't just depend on people in the church. You can do that for a while, but you have to grow. You have to become strong in the Lord Jesus Christ. And he finally did. Gwen and I, for years, have received the Voice of Martyrs. It's a great magazine. In fact, we went on a tour with people from the Voice of Martyrs. It was an eye-opener. Shani became a Christian in a hostile nation where she knew she must be sent to prison or even killed because of her faith. But she was so blessed, like the leper, she couldn't keep her mouth shut. She talked to everybody about her new relationship to the Lord and what that relationship meant and what it did. Sure enough, in time, she was taken to prison where she was interrogated. Her interrogator asked her one question. Why do you talk about Jesus? Is it so important? Your life is on the line here. Why do you talk about Jesus? Actually, her interrogator yelled at her. Shani silently prayed, and then she bravely shared how Jesus gave her peace, hope, and happiness. After she talked about that for several minutes, she shared about the blessing of knowing Jesus. Her interrogator was totally surprised. He said, "I see," was all that he said, and he released her. He shut the door and said, the second night he shut the door and he said to her, "Tonight I want to know more about this Jesus." Shani shared, and that night the interrogator accepted Jesus Christ as his Savior. There's love in heaven over the salvation of one soul. And there's love here on earth when we share the message of Jesus Christ and someone receives Jesus Christ as personal Savior. Your task and my task is simple. We are to go out and share about Jesus with others. I just have three words in closing this message. Let's do it. We're the only ones who have the message. We're the only ones who know the blessings of what the Lord Jesus Christ has done in our lives. So let's do it. If Shani could do it in a hostile nation when she was interrogated by a man who did not know the Lord, but on the second interrogation, he accepted Christ as his Savior. There are people out there who are looking for wholeness and happiness. And the only way you're going to get wholeness and happiness is in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen? So let's be standing. Well, do we have to stand? What do we have to do here?